guys, before we start the podcast, I just want to let you in on an update. I just started my very own YouTube channel for the Project Phoenix. I will link it in the description of this recording. And I will I'll tell you what my first ever video will be on that channel. Excuse me, it is going to be a zoo experience. Oh goodness, excuse me. So me and my friend Michael are gonna be traveling 3 hours to go to the Omaha Zoo. So that is 3 hours from Atchison, Kansas, where I live, to Omaha, Nebraska. And once we're there, we will film. I will film, obviously. And then we will bring you guys along with the experience for us. If you like that video, would you please subscribe? That would mean a lot to me. All right, on to the podcast. Strangest animals in the world, and where to see them. These bizarre animals range from cute to terrifying. And you might even see them on your next trip, if you know where to look. Number 1. Sparkle Muffin. This Australian peacock spider was discovered inside the woodland forests of Wandoolu National Park, near Brisbane, in 2015. Scientifically named Maratus jacatus, Sparkle Muffin earns its colloquial name from University of California researcher Madeline Gerard, who discovered this species. These colorful spiders measure just 5 millimeters in length and display a signature mating dance, where male spiders raise a leg to signal females. Number 2. Harpy Eagle. With a look that suggests a cross between a cockatoo and a bird of prey, the harpy eagle is one of the most distinct birds on the planet. Their wings can span over 7 feet in width, carrying these 20-plus pound birds over the rainforests of Central and South America, where they hunt down large mammals like sloths and monkeys. Harpy eagles are threatened by habitat loss, but this bird can be seen at the Belize Zoo, a sanctuary for native species, about an hour outside of Belize City. Number 3. Kota Mundi. A bizarre sight in most of the United States, the Kota Mundi is a common species in Central and Southern America. There, it takes on the role of the raccoon in the food chain, scavenging fruit, lizards, rodents, and eggs, as well as raiding the occasional trash can. You can find Kota Mundis from Uruguay to Texas, but be warned, though they might look cute and cuddly, Kota Mundis reportedly make terrible domestic pets. Number 4. Jabiru Stork. The glaring dark stare of a 5-foot-tall stork can be a frightening thing for the weary traveler. These mesmerizing birds can exhibit territorial tendencies, as seen in an infamous incident that occurred at the Belize Zoo. The stork's exhibit now features a roofed visitor viewing platform. After a Jabiru stork once tried to stab unsuspecting patrons with its 14-inch long bill. Jabiru storks are native to Central and Southern America, where they typically feed on small mammals, fish, and amphibians. Number 5. Axolotl. The remarkable amphibian is native to a small series of lakes and canals found near Mexico City, once numbering in the thousands and providing an important food source for the Aztecs. The wild population of axolotl is thought to have dwindled to just a few individuals due to habitat loss. Axolotls can grow to lengths of 18 inches. They are characterized by a unique set of external gills with the ability to completely regrow lost limbs. Number 6. Naked mole rat. Naked mole rats are a common sight in East Africa, where they burrow into the dry grasslands of Ethiopia, Somalia, and Kenya. The naked mole rat has baffled scientists for decades, thanks to a series of unusual biological traits. Naked mole rats are usually long-lived for rodents. Some have been documented at 32 years of age. They are also resistant to cancer and are capable of living in an environment with just a tiny amount of oxygen for hours on end. They are common sights in zoos across America. Number 7. Pangolin. Pangolins are the only known mammals with scales. Their habitats covers part of Central and West Africa, India, and Southeast Asia. When threatened by predators, pangolins roll up into a defensive ball, protected by their armor-like coating of keratin scales. Sadly, these insectivores are one of the most illegally trafficked mammals in the world. Their scales are thought to have medicinal powers in parts of Asia and through an international ban exists on their trade. The number of wild pangolins have dropped drastically as a result of poaching. Number 8. Tasmanian Devil. The Tasmanian Devil is the largest carnivorous marsupial in the world. Though the devils may resemble a small dog, these nocturnal animals carry their pouches in young and are mostly related to wallabies than canines. In recent years, Tasmanian devils' population have plummeted in the wake of a naturally occurring cancer called devil facial tumor disease. However, caretakers at the Tasmanian Devil Zoo, a wildlife sanctuary dedicated to rehabilitating devils and researching the disease, say that the animals are adapting to fight back. Number 9. Echidna. The echidna inhabits some of the same territory as the Tasmanian Devil. Though its range exists out into mainland Australia as well. Echidnas are one of only two mammals that lay eggs. Though they resemble a porcupine, echidnas actually are a distant relative of the platypus, believed to have evolved 20 to 50 million years ago from an aquatic ancestor. Echidnas forage on the forest floor for ants and termites using their long snouts to capture prey. 10. Southern Cassowary. The only flightless bird native to Australia, the cassowary can grow over 6 feet tall and weigh nearly 190 pounds. Travelers can spot cassowaries in their native habitat at Australia's Dannatri National Park. Though cassowaries dine exclusively on fruit, caution should be exercised around them. They've earned the reputation as the most dangerous bird in the world, thanks to its razor-sharp talons that they will use to defend themselves against dogs and people who tread too closely. Number 11. Bilby. 20 million years ago, the bilby branched off from the bandicoot family, creating a marsupial that looks like a combination of a piglet, a rabbit, and a bandicoot. Today, the Bilby enjoys an iconic status as Australia's version of the Easter Bunny. Each April, chocolate bilbies populate store shelves down under in an effort to raise awareness for the native animal that has lost some 80% of its population in the past 200 years. Here's one for all you fishing lovers out there. Number 12, alligator gar. This fearsome fish is a relic of the dinosaur age, dating back some 100 million years and growing to over 8 feet in length. Their reptile-like snout houses rows of sharp teeth, and an adaptation allows this fish to actually breathe air. Though intimidating in size and weaponry, alligator gar are docile creatures that can be found peacefully swimming in freshwater rivers and lakes from the Rio Grande to the Missouri River. Number 13. The capybara. The world's largest rodent is ubiquitous across much of South America, where it plods through savannas and rainforests, grazing on grasses and aquatic plants. Capybaras are incredibly social animals, sometimes congregating in groups of up to 100. These gentle creatures have a reputation for cohabiting with other animals and living over a decade in captivity. Capybaras are less successful in the wild, where they don't tend to live as long. A favorite prey of jaguars, cougars, and crocodiles. Number 14, vampire bats. Unlike other bats, which feed on fruit and insects, vampire bats have evolved to feed on blood. Only 3 species exist, all of which can be found in the Americas, though none as far north as the United States. Vampire bats detect sleeping animals, like capybara, by sound, then use infrared sensors to locate feeding hotspots on their prey before digging in with oversized incisors and canines. And last but not least, at number 15, kinkajou. The kinkajou is the only known tree-dwelling mammal unrelated to primates, growing to about 2 feet in length and tipping the scale at just about 10 pounds. These small mammals make their homes in the forest from the Yucatan to the Amazon. Kinkajous use a prehensile tail to access and devour fruit high in the forest canopy. They are most active at night and can occasionally be spotted descending on rainforest resort patios like the one seen here at Sweet Song Jungle Lodge in Belize. And there you have it. 15 of the strangest animals in the world and where to see them. I'm Tyler. And peace out.